Hi, this is Tom Senior reporting from here to there for Go Higher West Yorkshire. I'm in the company of a young lady called Beth Milner at the moment, and Beth is actually working as a student intern at Leeds Beckett in the Access and Widening Participation Department. She has recently finished her studies here, which I will allow her to expand on a bit more in a sec. But we've just come to have a little bit of chat about her journey, how she's got from here to there, and also how she survived in terms of student finance. So if I could introduce you to Beth.
So hi, I'm Beth. I have just finished my undergraduate degree in theatre and performance, graduated this summer, and now I've just got a job with the university in the Access and Widening Participation Team.
If you could tell us a little bit about how you actually got from high school to university, and then if you could also tell us a bit about your experience at university, that would be fabulous.
So I always knew that I wanted to do something within the arts and performance and theatre because, one, it was the only thing I was good at, and number two, I just knew that I wanted to do a career in something that I loved, so it was quite a direct route for me. I always kind of knew where I was going. So I did drama at A-level, which I enjoyed, and then when it kind of came to like choosing which course I wanted to do, I found UCAS really useful, typed in theatre, and then this word performance came up, so I was like, oh, what's performance? And then a list of universities came up, and I'm from Doncaster originally, so I did kind of know Leeds before. I'd come to the Trinity Centre shopping, I'd come for days out, but I'd never been to the university, so came to an open day and absolutely fell in love with the campus. The academics were working professionals themselves, so I knew that I'd be immersed in a big city where there was lots of things going on in the arts. And I attended an interview and an audition, and there I kind of got a chance to see the learning style that I would be involved in, and I just fell in love instantly, so put Leeds Beckett down as my first my firm choice.
Now, I've been speaking to my colleague James Kennedy recently. We've been speaking about matters financial. I just wondered if you could tell the listeners a little bit about how you managed financially, about how you came to understand the financial process, and just expand upon that area.
So it was very daunting at first. I remember having my teachers at school and like other external people come in to teach me about student finance, and it was like, whoa, how am I going to manage this? Like, I can barely look after myself, never mind managing, you know, independently in a brand new city with people I don't even know. But I actually found like information online really, really useful. So to do with student finance anyway, the government website, and they really break down, and you could also find like an estimate of roughly what you could kind of get. So if you have a rough estimate of what your kind of household income is from your like who you're living with, you kind of get a good estimate. So I could kind of estimate what I would be working with before I actually receive my money. So you go through the student finance, and then they tell you how much money you're entitled to each year, and like you sort of get it in three installments, so three times over the year, and that way you can kind of budget sort of what accommodation you were going to live at, because I knew that I needed to live in an accommodation that would fit the budget I was working with, and that I thought, well, I might need to get a part-time job. So I ended up getting a part-time job at the university working as a student ambassador. That was great, just getting some extra cash so I could treat myself and you know, enjoy student life in Leeds and things like that. But overall, it's just budgeting really, and really making sure you know what your outgoings are, what your ingoings are, and making sure that you do have enough to have a good time as well, because at the end of the day you're a student once, you don't want to just be limited to just studying all the time, you want to be able to have fun and enjoy Leeds the city. So it was quite like an ongoing process. I don't know whether I managed to get it right. Like I say, I don't know whether I'm the pro budgeter even now, but it was the start of an experience to like adulthood, I suppose.
Some students, it's one of the things that's a really big fear factor, them, the money side of it. And I think some of that fear stems from the unknown. As somebody who's been through the process of going through higher education, can you tell us a few things to perhaps relieve some of those fears that people, young people, may be having?
So I think when you find out about all these thousands and thousands of pounds that you owe, and for tuition fees and for maintenance loans, and you think, as soon as I finish university, how am I going to pay this off? And I don't think a lot of people know that you don't have to pay it off until you're earning over £25,000. So even though I'm working for the university now at a job, I still don't need to pay any of that money back yet. So it, I think it gets rid of that fear factor of trying to find all this money all at once, when really they wait for you to be in a good stable position to be able to kind of pay it off each month. And even then it works out under £30 a month to pay it back, which is just like a phone contract. So it's not like you're forking out loads of money all at once. So it's really, you know, gradual. You probably don't even see it leave your bank account. So I'm still waiting for that, you know, for that to happen. But it's not as scary as I think you initially believe it to be.
Now, just to sort of close up, could you tell us what you've gained from the university experience and how you intend to take it forwards in terms of your own practice, in terms of your own career?
So in terms of being at university, I cannot explain the amount of networking and contacts I was able to make. And I think even though it's great to get a really good grade at the end of your degree, it's all about those memories, those people, those experiences you have over the 3 years. As part of my university experience, I was able to create my own theatre company, which I'm hopefully going to start touring around the UK and internationally as well. So it's really prepared me to kind of manage by myself, be able to kind of reach out to people and push my boundaries in the way I kind of perform, which I never felt was going to be possible before I went to university. So university has just equipped me with all these life skills that are transferable to both me personally and my kind of working world. And hopefully over the next few years, I can, you know, keep continuing learning these life skills I've learned and hopefully progress further up the career ladder.
Thank you for that, Beth Milnes. Watch out for that name in the future.